The Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M, and it's Moffy with you this morning. Tops around 26, 27 degrees expected today and for the next couple of days as well. The Mayor of Coffs Harbour is on the line, Denise Knight. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning, Moffy. Great weather we're having, and the long weekend was just glorious. A little bit windy, but a great weather.
Yeah, it has been a bit of a breeze around the place. Look, obviously with the long weekend as well, it was great to see. There weren't really too many issues around the Coffs Coast when it comes to social distancing and that kind of thing.
No, it was really great. So Coffs has done a great job as usual, and so did all of our visitors. But I guess, you know, let's keep up the good work, and let's remember that COVID-19 does not take a holiday. It's still lurking. So we just have to keep on making sure we do our social distancing, a towel length when you're on the beach, wash your hands, just keep up the good work. So well done, Coffs, and well done to the tourists that we've had.
Hey, look, I don't know how many times I've said it since last Friday, but the Jetty Foreshore plans and the announcement was state government, not council, but look, an announcement last week when it came to that, and I think it's safe to say we won't be seeing any retirement living up at the old Deep Sea Fishing Club.
No, we certainly won't. However, it is not a council decision. There has been no council decision. It has been one of those things that was a mistake when it was said. And I think that the people involved have been very stately by saying it was a mistake. Council has got nothing to do with it. So, but it, you know, it's good to see a committee together and moving forward down at the Jetty Foreshores. But yes, council has nothing to do with anything.
OzTag, there's an announcement. We broke the news, of course, here the last couple of days. It is coming back a couple of weeks, in fact, with the state championships. It'll be modified slightly, obviously, with COVID.
Yeah, it will. So it's coming on the 30th of October to the 1st of November this year, and it'll be out at the CEX Coffs International Stadium. So, look, the senior state championships are fantastic. And, you know, there's been a lot of challenges that we've all had to meet in accordance with the current New South Wales government health regulations. So there'll be a lot of safety plans. We're going to make sure that there is suitable amount of people on each field. There will only be 500 people coming here, but they will be all separated and out on distant fields, so the teams will be able to play, but we're being very careful on how we're going to manage it. Bill Harrigan has said that they had everything in place in March this year, then COVID just shut down all sports. The players had been training hard, they'd invested the time and the money, so they did elect to postpone the tournament, not cancel it. So now it's back on the calendar, which is great for Coffs, great for the stadium, and great for everybody involved. So keep your eyes open. You'll see the stadium fill up, which is, I don't know, it's really refreshing when you can see that we're getting back to some sort of normality.
And just looking at the forecast ahead, less than 1 millimetre.
Don't say it.
Less than 1 millimetre of rain over those days.
Stop it.
Which is good news. Look, just before we go.
It will not rain. It will not rain. It can rain before and it can rain after, but it cannot rain then. But the stadium drains really well.
It sure does. So. Just before we go, the bypass funding announcement in the budget over the last couple of days, it's good news that the money is there as well.
This is great news, and thanks to Pat Conaghan, thank you to the federal government. We really appreciate this because we did work hard to make sure that we got the right bypass in the right place and the tunnels. And of course, you know, there was an extra cost once we put in the tunnels, but a really big thank you to, and I know Pat's been down there really pushing for this, and yeah, just thank you to the federal government. So now it's time that we can really get some on-ground works done soon.
Yeah, exactly right. Denise, have a wonderful weekend coming up, and we'll chat again soon.
So who are you going for in the footy?
Probably the Rabbitohs, I think.
They'll stop it. Oh, no. Go Para.
Oh, ridiculous. Goodbye.
No, never ridiculous. Go Para. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a lovely weekend. Thank you, the beautiful Coffs Coast.